Alyssa Taglia from News 8 is in studio.
Hi.
Welcome. She's in here for 30 seconds with her headphones on, and some guy drops the S-bomb on the air.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
So, does that happen on TV a lot?
No, it does not happen on TV. I think we have enough of a delay where maybe we could beep.
Hit a button.
Right. Maybe during commercials.
We have a button here. So Keith Koontz doesn't drop the S-bomb?
Never. No, not Keith. No.
He's more of an F-bomb.
He likes blue suits.
He does.
He does.
He looks great in blue.
Yes, he does. And he
knows like 90% of the time he's wearing a blue suit.
He's always snazzy.
Yeah, very.
He is very snazzy.
He gets up that way, goes to bed that way.
He's been doing it forever. He went from mornings to, I think, evenings, and then back to mornings.
Yeah.
He's... like we say, the OG.
He's the OG.
Yeah. News 8's lucky to have him.
Yeah, no doubt. I was texting Gil yesterday.
Okay.
So I wanted some information on you.
Oh, boy.
Like, with the, you know, some embarrassing tidbits.
You had to go to Gil. You couldn't go to, like, Laura.
Right, no.
Yeah,
no.
Laura's too nice.
Yeah, Gil's our informant.
I know she wouldn't give me anything.
Gil's our informant.
Yeah. But Gil started 20 years ago in February, as we did.
Yeah.
We all started at the same time.
Right. Like a bad graduating class.
That's right.
Where are they now?
Yeah. So you have a real interesting history. You didn't come in, you didn't go up through the ranks of television like regular people. Right?
No. So a little bit of, I guess, about my background is I really got into television or journalism through Miss Connecticut. So you may know the name Ken Vennett.
Right.
He worked in television in Connecticut for many,
you say
many
right.
years.
Do you know who it is?
No idea, but I was trying
me
to
neither.
Think it, but thank you.
Action News 8 back in the day. And
wait, who?
Ken Vennett.
Ken Vennett?
He did everything at Channel 8. He reported on the weather. He was an anchor, a reporter. I know him
person back then, yes.
Closely through Miss Connecticut.
Right.
And after, you know,
so
that
you're,
was
you're
done.
From Connecticut. Whereabouts?
Born and raised. Cheshire, originally.
Okay. And then how do you get into... being Miss Connecticut, was it just something you tried, or were you working your way through pageants?
I was working my way. I went on my third try, but I grew up as a competitive dancer, so they have similarities. My mother was always like, we're not doing pageants, no way, no way. Then I guess she learned what they were really about, and she let me in.
What are they really about?
It's a sisterhood.
Oh, really?
Come on. Of course it is. No, it really is.
Like the Girl Scouts?
I was never a Girl Scout, so I don't know
but
that.
But better dress.
Thank God. Thank God
you're
cookies.
Not camping out in the woods.
Yeah.
That'd be
no.
a funny activity.
Right.
A bunch of like Miss Connecticut contestants.
Right. Camping.
Camping.
Right. Dress all glam. And everyone's got like a crown and stuff.
Listen, a funny story. When we went to Miss America, there was 52 contestants.
Right.
We had one bathroom.
Oh.
One bathroom.
One bathroom.
That doesn't make sense.
The amount of spray tan that was all over the white countertops at the theater.
Wow.
Right. Not pretty.
One bathroom. That
was a big bathroom.
Someone's not thinking.
Yeah,
you would think that like year 10, they would figure that one out.
Yeah, at least three or four.
That's we only celebrated 100 years of Miss America.
Gotcha.
But that's okay.
Oh, wow.
Same bathroom.
Miss America. Yeah, right. If you're Miss Connecticut, you go on to
Miss America.
Right.
How did you do?
I did not make the top 15. So I tell people I was 15A.
They were stupid.
Right. That was the blind year, apparently. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So if you don't make 15, you don't know if you're 35, 23, whatever.
Yeah, you don't know.
Okay. Who won that year?
Miss Arkansas, Savvy Shields.
Oh. That she was the girl who played the saw. Dwing, dwing, dwing. Her towel was chopped out of the tree.
No.
Playing the jug.
Yeah. They were too scared. Just like, make sure she wins. So chainsaw.
I hate when they have the two up there, and then it's like
holding
okay.
hands,
and then you have to act like you're actually happy for the other person. That
right.
has to be the hardest acting job.
That'd
be
I know you can't like stomp your foot and be like, "Damn it!"
It'd be funny if you put your hands up. Really?
Right?
Come on! The runner,
her?
The runner squeezes the winner's hand. Ah, you're hurting me!
I'm sure it's happened.
Or the previous Miss America comes out and pins the crown. Mm-hmm. Does she give her crown over?
No.
Oh, no, they have to totally different.
Because that would be fun.
Yes.
Like a fight.
Right?
Yeah.
You want this? Come get it.
Yeah.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come. All right, come on. Come.
I'm sure it has happened
come
somewhere.
It. Come and get it.
Yeah.
Yep. In 100 years, definitely. There was a sword fight that 1 year back in 54.
Were they still having the girls do the swimsuit while wearing heels when you did it?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It seems weird.
No one swims in heels.
No one.
No one swims in heels.
I've never been at the beach, saw a girl in a bikini wearing pumps.
Stuck in the sand. Like, that's what they're grateful with that.
There's no more swimsuit, so no more ladies walking in swimsuits and heels.
She just irrigated the front lawn.
Melissa Taglia, News 8. So you go from Miss Connecticut. How do you make this jump from Miss Connecticut to News 8?
Well, going back to Ken Vened, he knew a few people at Channel 8, and at the time, after Miss Connecticut, I was at the New York Film Academy in New York City studying journalism. They had a certificate program there. And he put my name in. I went to News 8. I interviewed, auditioned, if you want to say. And I was lucky enough to get the job of fill-in for Teresa Dufour, who was on maternity leave at the time with her second baby. So it was really just fate and
that's pretty amazing,
work.
Though.
Yeah.
You know, no television experience.
Right.
You walk in.
Right.
And you're on.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully, through Miss Connecticut, I obviously met a lot of people. I always say I was able to share their story. You represent a lot of organizations and charities. So you do understand the importance of being the voice for the voiceless or helping people out any way that you can. And journalism is very much like that.
Yeah. But you go in. What did they have you do in your audition?
A traffic report.
Right.
Okay.
A mock traffic report.
So kind of like a runner-up again, you know, the whole
part of
they had to do that. They had her also do the weather. You know, they had her out in a field somewhere doing a lightning storm.
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't get hit. That's good.
What
That's
did you
good.
Do to practice?
So you want to know something funny? My father got me a map, and with tacks, he put where 91 starts, where it ends, 84. Thinking,
good for
I
him.
Bet.
That's a good
Amazing.
Dad.
That's
a great dad.
So
that's
nice.
A good. That's a, you need this job, hon. Yeah.
Yeah.
So were you practicing at the house, like pointing out a map, like right over here?
Of course.
95.
I was.
That's
watching
your
Teresa.
Like a Rocky montage.
That's your brother's forehead, hon.
So I mean, listen. A lot of working on television is being able to be comfortable in front of a camera, which is not easy
for a lot of people. You sit up straight very nice, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anytime I'm on TV, I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I got to tape a 2x4 to the back of me because it's unnatural to sit that straight.
Yeah,
it
I slouch.
At least for me.
I slouch while standing.
I think you're doing great.
Don't go by me.
You're doing great. Yeah.
Do you still have your demo tape, that audition tape?
I don't. They probably do.
Oh, boy.
You got a big anniversary coming up. You'll hang out real quick.
Five years this month.
That went by in a blink
Look
of an eye.
Christmas party.
It did. Yeah. It really did.
Christmas party.
Someone's digging that up right now.
Oh, yeah. You know they are. Yep.
So when you're Miss Connecticut, your special talent was dancing?
Yeah. Yep. That was my talent.
And so that's weird. You're going to the Senior Citizen Center talking, and it's like, okay, now she's going to dance.
You
have to dance at every...
No, you don't have to dance at every event. That's easier if your talent is a singer, you know, because you really can break out into a song anywhere.
Right.
Dancing, not so much. So not everywhere. A lot of Miss Connecticut wasn't about your talent, but more so going to fundraisers, galas.
Right.
Wouldn't it be interesting to have her like the tap dancing traffic report.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, I did tap dance at Miss America.
Really?
I did.
You could do tap dance?
See, this is why the fire juggler didn't win.
Wait, can you tap dance right now?
I'm in heels. I don't think that's
Oh, really?
You can't. Right.
There you go.
Fake it, Look at you. So you're putting the fire out.
It's all about the arms.
It does look like I'm putting a fire out. I look like I'm having a seizure. I'm good.
Oh, no, there's a whole bunch of ants under chest.
The guy downstairs going, hey, knock it off, guys.
Alyssa Taglia, News 8 in studio. And all right, so here's her hidden talent. What is it?
I can recite the alphabet backwards.
Oh, man.
How is that possible?
You must be great at Dewey Stopper.
No. So back in high school, our psychology teacher made us memorize it. And
why?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Lots of
Have
cool
you
party
ever
trick.
Been
no.
able to use it in any other way? Than
other
to,
than this.
Yeah.
No.
Like you make money. Yeah,
no.
I bet you I can.
Right? No? That would give me a bar big time. Yeah. $10 to go backwards.
How far can you go backwards?
How far can I go backwards?
Yeah. Like me, Z...
XYZ. No, it's forwards.
No.
Obviously, I can't do it.
duty.
Yeah. I can't do it forwards.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's
How many times
it.
Okay. Do it? Yeah.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Wow. It's like a law firm, doesn't it?
That is wild.
That last part. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And no one ever thought to ask the professor why.
No.
No. Just let's do it.
I mean, not that I could remember. The only thing I remember is how to recite the alphabet backwards.
And the professor said, I can't believe they actually did it.
They all did
it as a joker.
Oh, please, listening now.
Right, yeah. $10. You owe $10.
Yeah, somewhere he's driving and he's like, if only she paid attention to everything else I said.
When I said, don't do this in front of people.
Oh.
Alyssa Taglia is on, News 8 traffic reporter. And you fill in for news. You do a good job.
Thank you.
Were you kind of sad when Laura came back? Like, damn
Listen,
it.
No, Laura. Laura is one of my best friends. She's actually going to be in my wedding.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're all best friends, but no, I am really lucky to be able to fill in for Keith or Laura, you know, when they're on vacation or whatnot. But we also have Good Morning Connecticut at 10 every day, which I'm lucky to co-anchor with Ken Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, so I am on the desk every day, which is nice as well.
Cool.
I've noticed Ken hasn't been wearing ties in the morning.
He's getting like
he's got this like I'm going out clubbing look.
Yeah, it's more animal,
that's good, right?
More animal.
What happened to the tie? Did he lose his tie collection?
He didn't lose his tie collection. You know, the 10 a.m. show, and it's fun. We have some interviews. Whether it's
okay, hold it. So I know what happened. He's on a 10 a.m. show, not wearing a tie. Somebody says, that's a good look.
Yeah.
I want you in the morning with no tie.
Right.
Because he's reporting with no tie.
Now. Yeah.
Have you noticed? That, yeah.
I do notice that.
The Axe body spray and everything, the whole nine yards. Yep.
He does have a great cologne selection.
So there you go, see? Yeah. I knew it. You can just see it through TV.
Yeah, we love him. All right, so you're getting married.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
How did you meet this guy?
On Hinge.
Oh, who?
Really?
I did. Oh. Yes, a dating app.
See, I thought it'd be a competition.
This will puzzle everyone. Mm-hmm. Why would a very beautiful woman on television need a dating app?
Well, you know, I met him right when the world shut down, really.
Oh.
Online. So, one, that was hard. Everything was shut down. You weren't going out. And my friend and I, we sort of downloaded it as a joke at first, you know. But think of it. It is hard to meet people organically these days.
I doubt people even want to approach you.
Oh.
Like, you'll be out, and they're like, yeah, all right.
I find if you hit their car, then they're forced to get your information, your insurance company, your number. Yeah.
But you want to hear something really sweet. So our first date was in April of 2020. Everything was still shut down, so we walked around a lake.
Wait, can I ask you something?
Sure.
So you put yourself on Hinge, and he responds to your profile.
Yeah.
And does he say, is this really Alyssa Taglia?
Right, yeah.
He actually played it cool at first. And then I found out later on that he had been watching News 8 since moving to Connecticut.
Okay. Right, so he acted like he didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Which Good
was,
for him.
Which is smart.
That is smart.
That would have not been.
So he lied to you basically first.
AJ.
How they all start.
What?
Always has the alternate
what?
View.
Wait, but I do want to share this. So we walked around a lake. That was our first date. Everything was shut down. And guess what he gave me at the end of our date?
Cramps
shell.
car.
Oh my God, you're Charlie Hart, you son of a bitch.
April 2020.
Pot? No.
April 2020,
not April 20th.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
An N95 mask because they were hard to come by.
Oh, wow. He says, because I care about you so much here.
That worked.
Where the stand goes over
well,
your
listen,
face.
Listen, you couldn't get them anywhere.
Yeah.
And he figured I could use one, and I never used it, and I saved it and still have it.
Oh, wow.
See, I'd be like, why would you
That's
have me
great.
Face for? Afraid
that
of
is
face?
Great. See, he was thinking.
Yeah.
He was thinking. I thought that was thoughtful.
He played the whole thing. So did you know on the first date, as you're walking around the lake, you're like, man, there's something here.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
My
a great
first
guy.
Date with Jennifer, like, I knew.
Yeah.
You know, 20, 30 minutes in, I'm like,
you, just
you know
click.
When you know.
You
yeah.
click.
Yeah,
you click.
Say, all right, check cleared.
No, yeah, so how long do you go out before he asks you?
We became, I guess, official. Is that what you want to say? In June, and I had matched with him in March.
Okay. March, June, count with the fingers, couple months.
Yeah,
and then how long were you going out before he popped the question?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, we just got engaged in June.
Yeah.
This past June.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yep. How did he do it?
Oh, so.
He put a mask on.
He told me we were going to a surprise birthday party for his aunt on Shelter Island.
Oh.
And that's where he popped the question and surprised me with my family being there and his family.
Wow, this guy's real good.
Right. Plus, it's pressure now.
He's real good.
The families are here right now.
Wow, the whole family had to keep a secret.
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's amazing, really. They probably didn't know. Mm-hmm. Come for a party.
Well, that's a lot of people to keep secrets and not say, see you Saturday.
Right.
I mean, whatever.
At some Saturday, sometime in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Not this Saturday at 1 o'clock on Shelter Island.
And he was adamant about keeping it a secret because I, like every other woman, I'm a detective.
Right.
Plus, I'm a journalist. Come on. Right. It's my job, right?
You ask questions.
I ask questions.
What's this
and I want to know
for
everything.
Several thousand dollars?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.